Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. From the surface of the planet Earth, we're going to the surface of the planet Mars. Jezero Crater, Perseverance, the rover with a buddy, the brave little flying toaster Ingenuity. Bob Zimmerman is here to explicate with us what Ingenuity's up to. And my first memory, Bob, is that this is the seventh flight on Mars of Ingenuity completed. However, I don't recall in the original presentation that Ingenuity was going to make seven flights, would last this long. Do I remember correctly? Good evening again, Bob.
Good evening, John. Yes, you remember correctly. As we did talk about a few weeks ago, Perseverance has now been there 3 months. So it's not just a couple of weeks. It's been there a while. Ingenuity was originally supposed to do 30 days of flight tests to see if it could fly on Mars. And then it was to be retired, and Perseverance would continue on and take over and do its exploration. But that test program went so well. They did five flights successfully, and the helicopter was still functional. So the science team for both the rover and the helicopter made the decision, hey, why should we waste this resource? Let's start using Ingenuity as planned, as the concept is planned, which is as a scout for the rover. And so they have now completed two operational scouting flights. The sixth flight had a few problems during the flight. The helicopter started to gyrate, so it had to land quickly. But it did land very close to where it was supposed to, and no harm was done. They figured out what went wrong. They certainly instituted corrections. And they then did, earlier this week, their seventh flight. And I've got a great map on Behind the Black that I've annotated from the Perseverance maps to show you where the helicopter has been and landed and where Perseverance is and the territory they're going to explore on the floor of Jezero Crater. And what it's very clearly is going on is that they send the helicopter ahead within the exploration zone. Perseverance roves towards it. When it gets close, the decision is made to do another flight. And that's essentially where we are right now. Perseverance is going to slowly catch up to where Ingenuity is sitting, and in a couple of weeks, they'll send it out ahead. And as it flies, it takes pictures of the ground to give guidance to the engineering and science teams of the rover about where exactly to go. And so this is the exact concept, and they're not only testing this concept, they're actually doing it right now on Mars.
There's a red outline on Behind the Black, and at the bottom of the red outline is what looks to be a mound. Are they headed to that mound or promontory?
Yes, without any question, they're heading to that. This red outline was revealed by one of the Perseverance scientists about a month ago when they announced they were going to make the helicopter operational. And this is the area on the floor of Jezero Crater they want to focus on for the next few months, maybe longer than that, because they really want to get a very, very, very strong understanding of the geology at the floor of the crater, because that's the lowest in elevation that Perseverance will ever travel. They will start traveling uphill as they go up the delta into the rim of the crater. And understanding the bottom of the crater gives you the baseline of the geology. And so they're going to spend a lot of time. And there's no doubt they're going to that promontory, John, because they're expecting to see layers there, I'm sure, and therefore some geology and time. And that'll tell them a great deal, a preliminary idea of what has happened to Jezero Crater over time. So there's no doubt they're heading there. And then at some point they will move out of this red zone as shown on the map, and they'll move to the northwest where the delta is that flowed out of the gap in the crater's rim sometime in the far past and start exploring that. How they'll get there, we don't know yet, but that's the plan.
We go from the surface of the planet Mars to orbit around Jupiter. What we're looking at here is the prospect of Ganymede. What is Ganymede, Bob?
Ganymede is one of the four big Galilean moons that Galileo discovered with the first use of a telescope. It's the largest moon in the solar system. It's actually about almost 30% bigger than Mercury, the planet. Illustrates why calling moons our planets. This is a planet. This is not a it's not just a moon. It is a real planet. It's very large. There hasn't been any real high-resolution images of Ganymede or any of those moons of Jupiter in 20-plus years since the Galileo orbiter was deorbited and decommissioned. And so Juno is an orbit around Jupiter. It's there to really study Jupiter's atmosphere and magnetic field, but it has a camera, and it's now on its secondary mission. It's finished the primary mission, so they decided to do a flyby of Ganymede. And I've got them behind the black, the two pictures they've so far released. They're really quite spectacular,
yeah.
Showing the features on Ganymede that puzzled a planetary scientist 20 years ago, John. Same puzzling features. They don't really understand what they're looking at. It's related somehow to water, ice, and the creation of the planet, but do they really know? They don't.
And they're spectacular pictures, Bob, and we're going to get much more of these closer or better resolution?
They have a bunch that haven't been downloaded yet, but remember, this is a quick flyby.
Okay.
So they got the pictures. They'll maybe get maybe a dozen more. They might do more flybys of this moon and other moons as the mission proceeds.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF, and in Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.